The devastation and despair from the coronavirus pandemic is deepening. December has become the deadliest month in the United States. More than 65,000 Americans have died in the past 29 days. New infections are now falling in most parts of the country, but health officials hold grave fears about the month ahead because millions of people are still travelling for the Christmas holidays. North America correspondent Catherine Diss prepared this report.
I kept telling him over and over again, you know, your wife is here, your sons are here and they love you.
Each day, nurses like Austin Stallings comfort a coronavirus patient through their final moments.
And I was the one that was holding his hand while he died and not his family.
And each day, the number of hospital beds filled with a COVID-19 patient grows. More than 120,000 Americans are receiving hospital treatment. Intensive care units are nearing capacity, and field hospitals are being built in car parks.
This morning, Los Angeles on the brink. In just days, LA County expected to surpass 10,000 deaths related to COVID-19.
In Los Angeles, deaths have jumped sixfold since November. The county's health director is Barbara Ferrer.
On average, 9 to 10 people in LA County test positive for COVID-19 every minute.
One of America's vital lines of defense, the coronavirus vaccine, is being rolled out, but skepticism remains.
Okay, let's do it. All righty.
So, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris became the second high-profile person from an ethnic minority background to get the vaccine live on air.
That was easy. I barely felt it. Literally, this is about saving lives. It's literally about saving lives. I trust the scientists, and it is the scientists who created and approved this vaccine.
But big problems remain too with rollout speed. Just 2.1 million Americans have so far been vaccinated. The Trump administration had promised 10 times that number by this point. Dr. Ashish Jha from Brown University.
The biggest problem is getting the vaccines from the states into people's arms. There's a lot of steps, and there just hasn't been much planning. There hasn't been much investment.
It will take time to vaccinate enough Americans to bring the pandemic under control. And with the US now closing in on 20 million cases and more than 330,000 deaths, health officials are fearing an even darker January awaits. This is Catherine Diss in Washington, reporting for AM.